Alright everyone, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're anything like me, you've probably had a few days this week where your emotions felt like they were on overdrive. Like a roller coaster gone wild, right? Just whooshing from joy to frustration to anxiety in the blink of an eye. It's crazy how, in today's world, we're constantly bombarded with information and stimuli. News cycles are relentless, social media is a whirlwind, and our schedules are packed tighter than a clown car. No wonder we sometimes feel like our emotional buttons are being pushed non-stop. But here's the thing, understanding and working with your emotions isn't some mystical art reserved for enlightened gurus. It's a skill anyone can learn, and trust me, it's worth every minute of effort. So, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the world of emotions, exploring what they are, why they matter, and how to actually harness them instead of letting them run wild. First things first, let's get real. Emotions are simply signals. Think of them like your body's internal GPS system, guiding you through life. When you feel joy, it means something good is happening, right? Fear tells you there's a potential danger. Like that last slice of pizza before bedtime might be giving you a sugar rush. Anger is usually a sign that something isn't fair or just, and sadness lets you know you need to process some loss or disappointment. Each emotion plays a vital role in helping us navigate the world and make sense of our experiences. Now, here's the secret sauce. Recognizing your emotions is only half the battle. The real magic happens when you learn to manage them effectively. That means learning how to identify your triggers, those things that tend to set off an emotional roller coaster ride, and developing healthy coping mechanisms. Ever feel like you get short-tempered during rush hour traffic? Maybe that's your trigger. Next up, let's talk about expressing emotions in a constructive way. Bottling them up only leads to bigger explosions down the road. Trust me, I've been there. Find healthy outlets for your feelings. Journaling, exercise, talking it out with someone you trust, or even creating art can be incredibly therapeutic. Remember, seeking support isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength and self-awareness. If you're struggling to manage your emotions on your own, there's no shame in reaching out to a therapist or counselor. They're trained professionals who can provide guidance and tools to help you navigate the emotional landscape with greater ease. Think about that time when you really let loose, maybe at a concert or during a spontaneous dance party, and how amazing it felt to just be fully present in your emotions. That feeling of liberation, of authenticity, is what we're aiming for. But instead of just having those big moments, imagine being able to access that sense of emotional freedom throughout your day, even when things get tough. That's the power of understanding and working with your emotions. It allows you to live a more vibrant, fulfilling life. So, let's say you're feeling overwhelmed at work. Deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and that one coworker who always needs your help is driving you crazy. Ever feel like? Instead of letting the stress consume you, take a moment to pause and recognize those feelings. Deep breaths. Acknowledge the anxiety, the frustration, but don't let it control you. Maybe step away from your desk for a few minutes, go for a quick walk, listen to a song that lifts your spirits, whatever helps you reset. When you come back, approach your tasks with a fresh perspective and renewed focus. You'll be amazed at how much more productive and calm you feel. All right, folks, that's our deep dive into the world of emotions for today. Remember, it's all about awareness, acceptance, and finding healthy ways to express and manage those feelings. Take a moment now, just a few seconds, to reflect on what resonated with you from today's episode. Which tip felt most helpful? Share it with me in the comments or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. we're all navigating life's ups and downs together. And just like a good workout, working with your emotions gets easier the more you practice. So, stay tuned for more tips and insights on how to tap out of overstimulation and live a happier, healthier life. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.